Oh boy, what's going on, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live. Make sure you guys got the audio. Yeah, you should. All right, very good. I'm going early because it's going to rain and the drops are starting. And just wanted to say, hey, it's my last day in Green Bay. Good chance I probably won't be able to watch practice today because they are most likely going to move inside the Hudson Center, although there has been no official word yet that I've seen. But if they do, I am of a tier when it comes to the media, which will not be allowed in. It was only, I believe, 6 or 7 people that will be able to cover practice. So, saying good morning, saying what's up, last day in Green Bay, a fitting end, ending with a whimper, not a bang, as some might say. But always here to talk Packers, always here to say hello to fans of the green and gold worldwide here on the Cheesehead TV social channels, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. What's up? How y'all doing? Good to see everybody in the comments. Big B is here. Of course, Big B is here. Can you give Big B your media pass? No, they specifically state you are not allowed to give your credential to someone else. Even if I deputized him as a member of Cheesehead TV tomorrow, it would not work. Dude, it is freaking storming bad up north here. Yeah, we had a humdinger yesterday morning. I can certainly see as I was driving up from Appleton, the sky was lovely, and then you look to your left, and oh, here comes the storm. So it's definitely on its way. I hear Jamal is showing out in the receiving game. Can you confirm? Yes, he looks smooth as hell. Those videos he posted this offseason, the work he did, certainly showing up here early on in camp. I know he got mentioned in the press conference the other day. It's absolutely showing up. He looks smoother. His hands look a little bit more natural, and just his release off the line of scrimmage has improved. I think he's definitely going to be a weapon in the passing game, which, you know, he already was, but I think they'll be able to utilize him in even more ways. Niagara, Wisconsin. What's up, Aaron? How are you? I will buy you a steak dinner if you grow the beard out till the season is over. I need a hell of a lot more than a steak and dinner, dude. This week on the Packers blogosphere, Corey Behnke and Matt Schnieben go toe-to-toe discussing Jordan Love's, quote, struggling in training camp. Look, on the Jordan Love thing, totally get what Matt wrote. He is absolutely correct that, you know, Jordan has looked like a kid who has had 10 practices in the NFL. Struggling, I guess, is the word that Corey was taking umbrage with, and I completely understand that because what did you expect from a kid who had no offseason? So, yeah, I guess it's like would be correct. And, yes, the coaches agreed. He's struggling. But did we really expect anything else? We've talked about this all summer. The man has not stepped foot on a football field in the NFL until 10 days ago. So I guess it's not surprising is what I'm saying. But I'll let Matt and Corey work out their thing. Although I will find this is – I did find this funny. So Corey and I were talking the other night, and Corey was like, I can't believe Schnieben doesn't follow me. And I was like, yeah, that is kind of weird, right? And then this morning I find out, well, Behnke doesn't follow Schnieben either. So Behnke, you're suspect. I think you tried to manipulate me, trying to get me to get sympathy for you not being followed by Schnieben. I'm watching you. I see you now. Rookies are usually bad. I don't know about all that. I mean, rookie quarterbacks certainly take a little bit of time. But, yeah, I mean, you don't have to go much further. Look at Aaron Rodgers' rookie year. He had a full offseason, and he looked bad. Like, ask anybody who was here Rodgers' first couple seasons, and they will tell you he did not look good those first couple summers. You saw the ability to throw. You saw the physical tools, but he looked bad in the team stuff. I'm not talking like, ooh, he was struggling. No, he looked bad. So, all is well. Bobby Tonyan looking swift. Swift, that's a good word for it. I think, yeah, he's looking athletic. He's looking good. He's looking smooth. And, yeah, swift. I like swift. That's good. Oh, Christ, 95% of folks on here would tap out after the first practice in the NFL. Yeah, no doubt. Tom Grossi is here. Everybody mind your P's and Q's. Any thoughts on the Packers Pro Shop controversy? No Grossi or Cheesehead TV merch. Well, you know, I would never speak ill of the Packers Pro Shop since they sent us some swag last year for us to promote on Packer Transplants and are most likely going to do the same again. However, it would be nice to have some of these shirts in the Pro Shop. So write to the Packers. Let them know we want Cheesehead TV merch in the pro shop. How's that? Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for all you do for Packers fans, Aaron and Corey. Have a safe trip back to New York City. Dustin, thank you very much. That's very generous of you. Thank you so much. What matchup are you looking forward to for this season? Got to cover my keyboard, make sure it don't get rained on. You know what? It's weird, and I know this is probably – I mean, obviously the Vikings games are always hot, and you love killing the Bears, blah, blah, blah. But I'm really looking forward to that Titans game, second to last week of the season. That's a physical team. That's a team that could come into Lambeau and really kind of put the hurt on the Packers, but good if they're not ready. So I think that's going to be a real physical test, and it's going to be late December. It'll be cold. Like, I'm down with that. How can I do this? Okay, there we go. Has the NFL decided on a noise policy yet? I think there are guidelines. I haven't seen dead set policy yet, though, that they've locked into. Hey, Nags. Let's say you're hosting a cookout. Ooh, I like these. A little bit of role play. Let's say you're hosting a cookout. Which Packer player is responsible for the food, gathering the games, and who's in charge of the music? Well, I'm in charge of the music at my cookout. No one else is touching the music. That's for damn sure. But as far as which Packers player is responsible for the food, that's Lane Taylor. That's obviously. He's going to be cooking out. He's going to be grilling out. He's the man. Gathering the games, that's going to be Z because he's a fun dude. And then, yeah, I'm doing the music. Oh, God. I'm not going to last long, guys, because it is starting to rain. Odds Green Bay signs Dez or AB? 0.0%. Michael, I'm not going to tell Grassi you said that. Michael on Facebook says he paused Grassi videos to watch me. You know, there's plenty of time to watch everybody. I love it. How do you see Coach interworking the three backs? Well, I think they will utilize the guys much like they did last year, and they'll start to mix in AJ, I would think, early on when they have a lead. Like if they get a couple touchdowns, get up on some teams, and then start trying to body punch, body blow, so to speak, with AJ. Again, he's got to prove it in pass pro, especially in a game, before he can be counted on for an expanded role. But I do think early on in the season, if they have a lead, they will use him as a hammer, no doubt. AVA, thanks for the super chat. Thank you, sir, for all the updates and your hard work. Can't wait to see the Pack win the Super Bowl. Let's go, baby! That's what I'm talking about. Just watched the Packers-Panthers game. Such a great finish. Jake, I watched it the other night. Crazy that, you know, they basically stopped the Panthers like three times and couldn't end it. I think the last one, what was it Preston who was offsides? Man, that game was crazy. If a running game can be exciting, the Pack will be – oh, I missed it. The Pack will be cool with Lovett, Dylan, DeGuara, and Swervin. I very much agree, John. No one cares how Love is faring when we win the Super Bowl this year. Timo telling you what's up. Disco or Spotted Cow only can take one. Oh, Mike. Oh, that's hard. Spotted Cow, don't kill me. Don't kill me. Still make. Dude, Dorsey Levins. I love Dorsey Levins. Okay, I'm going to have to get going because it's starting to rain. Sorry, guys. It's got to be short today. Thank you, one and all. I will hold an extra cheese later this afternoon after practice. So make sure you stick around. Hit like on the video. Subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide, especially Nathan, who just gave me a super chat. Although I love me some Kumaro, it's only fair to mention that Jesus probably looked more like Z. You should play Adam Rank in Madden. Oh, my gosh. I love everything about that. I will kill Adam Rank in Madden. All right. Got to get inside. It's raining. Love you guys. Have a great day. Hit like. Hit subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans.